Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifestor and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5.
In that aligned energy, we are this like queen. It's like powerful, sexy, soft, gentle, ease. But it's like, we've got to get that fierceness to come front and center.
Thanks to Credit Karma for supporting my podcast. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. Ready to apply? Head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope that you've been having a beautiful week. It has been so many things for me, just a total mix. Yesterday it was raining, and for about 30 minutes, I sat on my balcony and just listened to the rain. That's it. I thought I was going to sit on the balcony and read a book, or sit on the balcony and text a few people back. And instead I thought, wouldn't it just be epic if I literally just sat here and listened to the rain? And it was so incredible. And I want to remind all of us how important it is to actually stop and show up and enjoy the moments of our life. And I took a couple walks with my daughters over the last couple of days, which were so beautiful. And there was one evening where the sunset was just so incredible, and I wanted to take a picture and post it on social media. And then I thought, but wouldn't it just be even more amazing if I just enjoyed the sunset? And so that is growth, my friends. That is growth. What's also been so much fun is meeting one-on-one on Zoom with all of these incredible women who've applied for the mastermind. We've had about 300 women apply. So if you are interested in applying, at this point, what you do is you fill out an application, you book a call, and then we will follow up and let you know if indeed we can keep the call, or if in fact we need you to do one more step before we can book the call. But we've been really just so blown away by the women. And we have had, like I said, about 300 women apply. We've accepted about 21. So this is going to be a small, intimate, fierce group with super incredible energy. And we're going to meet over the next 6 months, once a week. We're going to have our own in-person retreat. Everybody in the mastermind is going to have a one-on-one strategy session, plus feedback and follow-ups from us to keep you accountable to your goals. And we have realized that a lot of these women who've applied are not ready in this moment for a mastermind, but they are indeed ready for a next level. And because of that, we are creating something called the Inner Circle. So if you want details on that, or you want to see if you are a fit for the mastermind, go to kathyheller.com/mastermind, and you can apply and book a Zoom call with me, and we can get into it and we can get into some coaching. In fact, a few of these calls have been so incredible that I've asked the women, would you mind if I had your permission to share a clip? And so, of course, I get the permission first, but you're going to hear today a couple moments from some of these calls, because on these calls, we've been doing some coaching. We just get right to it and talk about what do you really want and what's in the way. And there's just been some really powerful conversations. So I'm excited to dive into this because you're going to get to hear it for yourself. I don't know if you heard Monday's episode with Justin Baldoni, but if for some reason you didn't hear it, oh my goodness, it's so gorgeous. He's so gorgeous. The conversation was so life-giving. So definitely go back and listen. And I want to start answering your questions. I want to be able to answer your questions. So you can leave a question one of two ways. You can leave us a review and put your question in the review. And then we will check the reviews and we will go ahead and answer your question. And if we do, we'll also send you a Starbucks gift card so you can go get yourself your favorite coffee on us. You can also email a voice memo where you're telling me on a voice memo, hey, Kathy, here's my question. And we will play the audio if you would like. And you can email that to hello@kathyheller.com. And in the subject of the email, just put question for the podcast. We'll start playing those on the podcast and start answering it. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So I want to share with you a few pieces from some of these really awesome coaching calls that we've been doing as women have been applying for the mastermind, because I think that this could be really helpful for you to hear if, in fact, you hit some of the same bumps on your journey. So I want to give a huge thanks to Barbara and Nancy for letting us air this on the podcast. These women are incredible and they're so fired up to do their work in the world. And I know that there's a lot of magic waiting for them on the horizon. So first we're going to hear from Barbara, who knows she's a superhero, but she's not sure which superpower she should own and focus on. So I'm going to help her tap into the feelings of abundance and ease and joy and give her some clarity on what direction to take. Take a listen.
So tell me where you're at, what's okay. Feeling really exciting, and where is sort of the barrier right now?
Yeah. So I have been doing a lot of work. I mean, for years coaching, I'm lucky. I have friends that are coaches. I've talked to other people. I feel like I am a superhero and I don't know which power is mine. Like I just feel like I nail being a B student. I have no fear of failure. I'm so good at getting messy. I'm such a strong starter. And so ready and to be of service and in abundance. And I even did your future self meditation before this and like prayed and was like, I'm ready to receive guidance. I'm so ready. I'm just, I don't know if it's right in front of me, but I've been doing a post every week just to kind of be, I know of what path leads to a path. And so for the last over a year, I've been on Instagram posting every Monday about like positive parenting vibes. Cause I love connecting. I love talking. I love being in front of people. I have no ego in that. I have no like, oh, they're judging me cause I don't care. And I love how you say you're not for everybody. That it kind of just solidified that for me. I'm like, yes. Oh my gosh. I love, but I just haven't found what it is because the parenting thing is so tricky and I don't know if it's mine. I just felt like I was a vessel to share a lot of helpful information. I know when I ask people like, what am I for you? What do you love about me? What? And it's always joy and a cheerleader. And so then I was like, do I do a joy jar? Like I love having material, you know, like an item to sell. Cause I wasn't sure on a course or what I would do. So I've done your Made to Do This. I've been in your Abundant Ever After Made for Millions. And I'm like, yes, yes. Cause I love just being in the space that you hold. It's just, it's so,
you're so sweet.
I know I need it and I crave it and I thrive in it, but I just, it's that missing piece. And I just really want to find it. And okay. I know when I do, I'll just like go run.
It's so funny. Like I'm taking notes on what you're saying. It's like, there's a problem, but there's no problem. And it's, this is what I'm intuiting is that you're saying to me all the things that you love to do. And then you're saying to me how it's a little bit challenging to find the thing, but then you're telling me again, the things that you love to do or the things that you love that I do or the things that you're naturally good at. And I think that it's so obvious, but it's like hidden in plain sight. Maybe yeah. Because it's so simple, you don't think that that's enough of a thing.
Probably.
So what I think based on what you just shared with me and also your energy and everything else is that you really are meant to do exactly what you do, which is to use this beauty you have in your vibration. Your energy is very like zing, zing, zing. Like it's right there. And you love people and you love holding space and you love sort of, you're loving what I'm doing because you see the art in holding space at a certain level. So that's what you're meant to do. Like, it's not complex. So then it's like, okay, what premise, what theme, what conversation? But really it's just that. It's just welcoming people into this high vibration, safe, clear energy space. And I mean, look at like one of my favorite things we've ever done in all of the things that we've put in the world is the just the Made for Millions part, because all I do is do my best thing, which is really hold space. Mm-hmm. And I know based upon how I feel and the response that I get that when I'm interviewing people, they say every time, no one interviews me like this, right? Because it's just the safety. It's that safe and also high vibration, right? Then when we're done, they kind of go on their way and I create a circle where we all like take the best of what they just said. We journal about it. We riff on it. We talk about it. And really, what do I do as a coach? I mean, whether it's me or Joe Dispenza or whoever, it's like, he's a chiropractor. Like he's not a certified coach, but he's like amazing at it. Holding people in meditation. It's just holding a field. Jesus wasn't a coach, you know, Moses wasn't a coach, right? It's holding people in an amazing space. So they start to find their own highest and best, right? Yeah. Then they can find it. It's just tuning the literally like an instrument. Your energy is the thing. That's the deal. And so what topics, what themes, like that's all you have to decide. Like, ooh, like what would feel so fun? Is it entrepreneurial stuff? Is it cooking stuff? Is it Northwest? Like people who love the Northwest? Is it what's the topic? What's the space? What's the conversation? Is it, you said the parenting thing, right? So is it like holding that space for people who want to talk about their own well-being, their interaction with their kids, how to create that space in the home? That's enough. I mean, talking about Magnolia, look what she created from right. her love of being in the kitchen, her love of being in the that's garden. True. It's her that's love true. Of it. She's yeah. really like an extension of these like hydrangeas. She becomes an extension of the, you know, woodworking she's doing in the living room. She becomes an extension of what she's doing in the kitchen. And people are so enthusiastic because she's so into it that they want to yeah. watch her doing what she's doing. Marie right. Kondo, right? We're like obsessed with watching her organize because she has like a whole respect for the space and the way she's yeah. in the space. And we're just like in awe of it. Right. So is that making sense that it just gets yes, to be that?
It definitely makes sense because since we've moved here, it's kind of like, I was saying, I'm like, there should be more of me in the world. Like I am a joy spreader. I know it. And I've kind of come in.
Yes.
It. And everyone's like, Barb, that's what you do. Oh my gosh, Barb, you're my cheerleader. And it's really showed up a lot for me, but I was just like, well, then how do I do that? How do I be like, I just wasn't sure what it was. And I'm like, do I do a course on that? Do I do a podcast on that? What do I, you know, I just didn't know what to start with because I'm so anxious to start. And I get nervous because I'm so like, okay, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do this. And I have to watch that I'm still in what is right instead of just keeping busy with what is not aligned.
You okay.
know, so excited about everything.
Yeah. Well, the alignment, right, with what is aligned is when we're fully in, like you did before you came on here, you were in that meditation and you were like feeling into your future self. You like pray about it, feel it. So from that place, the more that energy feels like really like visceral.
Yeah.
Then you get this little hint of like the thing that would be the most fun is, right? Well, what's the most fun? Would the most fun next thing be to just it? And if you didn't worry about the how, right? Because right. the how is not really how it happens. It's from what you're a match for. So is the next fun idea you picturing 5,000 people listening to a podcast? Is the next fun idea you picturing yourself on a Zoom call with 200 moms who are enjoying responding, getting to share? Is your next funnest thing the idea of you gathering in that backyard with 20 women? Is the next most fun idea you being in Napa Valley with 10 women, drinking wine and having some time to get a deep massage, to hold space in a sacred circle? Which thing feels the right. most
okay. That makes sense.
Because when you're fully like, I'm so excited about that, I can't even see straight. Right. That's how Britt Morin raised $100 million during COVID. That's how she then also started this whole BFF NFT thing that made $10 million in 2 months. That's how she then started Britt & Co. 5 years, 10 years ago, that she now has millions of viewers a month. She was just so, it was so fun. It was so exciting. Right. We have to choose from outside of the predictable. We have to choose from outside of this place of trying to figure it out, because the trying to figure it out place, there's nothing there for us. There's nothing great.
Yes. And that's where I got stuck for sure. 4 years.
So which thing feels the most fun? Like what part of you, if you, we always have that part that's like, well, secretly, if I could do what I really wanted, I guess it would look like this. If I was going to talk to that part of you that secretly knows which one it would be, which one would it be?
Right. It's definitely more people. It definitely would be like on a mass scale. Cause when I did the Instagram lives, it was like that bubbly energy of like that I'm reaching people that I wasn't like organized. And it was like, who came? Oh my gosh. How, you know, and I just loved it, put me on the hot seat more, which made me more just open. I don't know. It was bubbly. It was fun. It was exciting. And I felt this crazy, I was interviewing this parent educator and I was like this vessel then like making it relatable for them. Like it was really exciting. So I don't know if that's, it's hard because podcasts aren't live, but still, I mean, I feel like when I'm talking,
I mean, I'm sitting here right now looking at you and looking at the sunbursts behind you and you have 3 acres or something you said, and I'm like, can you imagine a gorgeous tablescape, cheese boards, those people that come in and create like those long tables and everybody has like those beautiful cushions. Like, can you imagine on that property, women coming to elevate?
That'd be fun.
You just built the space. You just curated the space for them to breathe that air. Like that's one idea. And it doesn't have to be all the time.
Right.
The property. Right. I'm just saying, I'm sitting here looking at like when Damon John, who's on Shark Tank, created FUBU, he said to me, I just tell people, take inventory. What do you have?
Right. Yeah.
It's like, I have this space, this land that speaks to me, that made me come home, come alive. Right. I have this urge, this desire, just start to invite them in, right?
Yeah.
Really, the work is in deepening the alignment, right? When this alignment gets real sexy, gets real strong, right? Yeah. And it's starting to more and more, wherever you go, you're going to be drawing women in and you're going to then have a wait list. And then if you do start a podcast or you do go live on Instagram, it won't matter so much if there's 9 people there or if there's 112 people listening, because there'll be a call to action, which is sign up for this wait list. And all that they'll see when they sign up for the wait list is these beautiful images of like, kind of like what you see on the mastermind spreadsheet, you know, or sales page. And it's like, do you have kids 0 to 10? Are you in this place where I'm riffing, you know, in this place where you desire to fill up your own cup? Do you also want to create the kind of home where there is a sense of peace and well-being? I do too. I want to bring you through a 2-day experience where you're around like-hearted women and we bring in a few experts and we have these conversations and you don't need to be anything other than what you are. You're facilitating.
So true.
And it will just grow. Yeah. Let me just show you what comes to mind. My friend, do you know Jesse DeLo?
No, I'll write down.
Do you know the Proper Hotel in Santa Monica? It's like one of the most beautiful boutique high-end hotels. And they have like 8 in the world, you know, kind of thing. So look at her
Let me just show you her Instagram for a second. Okay. Like, here's her and her. Oh my God.
So pretty. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But wait, this is what I really want you to see. This is an event at her house.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You get the drift, right? Yeah. She doesn't make the food. That's right. Not her job, but she curates it.
I see it.
Okay.
You say it. Yeah. And it's sharing this sacred space that brings me so much.
Exactly.
Allowing that for other people.
Exactly. And you know, when you get an idea in your head and you can't let it go.
Yeah.
Okay. So she does these like all the time now, because she's only curating, you know, usually it's like 20 women or 10 women or 30 women. So there's always then pictures of it.
Yes.
Which sells the next one.
Yes.
So she has them all the time. And it's like, this one's 1,000, this one's 400, this one's 1,500. And people are just like, I'm in, because they want the experience of it, right? They want to sit with a group of other women and eat from this cheese board and have this conscious conversation and then go home.
Yeah. I love that. No, that is really cool. And it's, I'll be guided and I'll have fun and I'll, you know, I love that.
So why did you think that you even considered that this mastermind might be for you? What was it about this that you were like,
Because I love being in your space. I do. I, you know, the podcast and then the book and then the,
thank you.
Yeah. I'm made to do this. And then I did your like free thing. And then I was like, I got to get back in with her. I just love being in that space and who the people I meet in that space. And I feel ready. And I'm like, okay, I know that if I'm in that space, it's just only good things are going to happen. Yeah. And I'm a better person when I'm in that. And you're so my type of person. You just are. I mean, everything you say, I'm like, oh, she just gets me. So, you know, where how you just get information better from people that you're like, I come with an open heart. I come with no judgment. So I just receive better. And so
You're such a superstar. Okay. And actually what Colleen and I decided after doing about 25 of these interviews already is that there's like a level one and a level two. You're at the level two. And like, I'm not making this, first of all, you believe me because you've known me a little bit, you would know to believe me, but it's going to be like that. Like that group that you want to have the cheese board with, because everyone's just in the vibe.
Yes.
I just feel like you're such a fit for that. So that's exciting. And I appreciate what you're saying. And this is the truth. Okay. If we were to do yoga for 10 weeks and stop and then wonder why we have back pain, it's because that's not how it works. You do it because you keep taking showers, right? Because you keep eating breakfast, right? And the mind is unbelievable how relentless it is at keeping us in trance. It keeps us in a trance. This 96% of the brain, and this is just the science of it, right? This isn't even in the feeling of it, but the 96% of the mind, the subconscious, it creates this narrative which gives us this constant virtual reality. And then we feel it creates cortisol, creates stress. And it gives us this brainwashing, literally, to the point where 8 days goes by and we don't even remember there is anything else out there.
So true.
And we can't access it. Yeah. So I'm always saying, if you find the person who is the one to wake you up from that dream, which is kind of like a bad dream, and remind you of the technicolor and move you into that, then you will, your energy and mine, right? We start to, water seeks its own level. Then you start to feel in this, and then you can start bringing people in, and then you rise, right?
Okay. Yes.
And after a while, the more you practice it, you're living in it. And then by facilitating it, you're getting it back, right?
Because
you're practicing, right? Like I meditate, but then when I'm with you guys, I get it again in a double shot. Just like if I was a yoga teacher, I would get it, Deepak, by talking about it, Esther Hicks, by talking about it so much, she's reinforcing it. And then you need it a little bit less from a coach because now you're practicing it. Plus you're memorizing it. Now it's like your life, right? So it's amazing.
And I can just feel where you will continue to be at this level is it's palpable. It's palpable. And then you'll just draw women in because you're drawing them in from an energy. You're drawing them in from a slightly different radio signal, right? Which is getting clearer and clearer and clearer.
Yes.
And it's like, yes, you're the joy spreader, but you're fierce. And it's like that part of you. It's like that fierce, sexy part of you and the fact that you are Tinkerbell. Both, right? And it's like in that aligned energy, we are this like queen. It's like powerful, sexy, soft, gentle, ease. But it's like, we've got to get that fierceness to come front and center, right?
Oh, true.
So that's what I'm proposing. And just so you know, you're a total rock star. I'm just telling you, whatever it is that's going to happen in your life, your potential to be exactly as you see it out in the world, when you're looking at whoever is an example, it's all lined up for you. I can just tell because I'm reading your energy and it's
amazing. I feel it. I do.
There's no part that the light won't touch if you just allow it to just kind of lead you here. You're meant to do it. And I'm looking at that backyard and I'm just like, let's go. And it doesn't have to be in that backyard.
Totally.
Like, that feels like, oh, it's my space. It's like, but the fact that you're so intuitive with space, the fact that you're so intuitive with your home, I'm saying that's all in the mix. So it's like, but we're doing this at the Boca Resort, you know, people pay for the retreat. And then I take a portion of it and curate it at the yacht club and give them their 11,000. No big deal. It's like, it comes out of doesn't have to be in your backyard.
Right.
But if your backyard feels elevated and that feels like, you could try it, right?
Yeah, no, I love this. And again, thank you. I so value your time and just, I'm like lit up from, it's 8 a.m. my time. So I'm like,
oh my God, that's true.
Day is made. I'm so happy.
It would just be such a joy to spend 6 months like really and get to meet in person and get to do more one-on-one stuff with you. It'd be such a joy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barb.
Such an awesome conversation. Barb, you're amazing. And thank you again so much for letting us share this. You can go follow her on Instagram at Barbara Stratt. So it's BarbaraStratte. And maybe you can catch her the next time she goes live. I have more to share with you, but first we're going to say thanks to our sponsor. I know that paying down old credit card debt can be such a hassle. Well, have you ever considered that a personal loan could be your solution? Loans usually come with fixed monthly payments, making them a simple way to help you pay off credit cards. Plus, loans usually have lower interest rates than credit cards do, and Credit Karma can help you find the best option for you. It uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you so you can have a better idea of what loan amount you can get approved for. Credit Karma will even show you your chances of approval so you can choose between loan offers that you're more likely to get approved for. This way, you can apply with more confidence. And what's really awesome is that comparing loan offers on Credit Karma is 100% free, and it won't affect your credit scores and could save you money. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. Ready to apply? Head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers. Our next call is with Nancy, who knows the audience she wants to serve, and she can already envision a huge movement is going to be created, but she's hitting some resistance and getting stuck in the details of how it needs to come to life. And this is such a juicy call. Let's get into it.
So the last time I got the hot seat, I randomly chose to sing your own song to you. So I didn't get to ask any of the questions that I wanted to ask. So I'm assuming I can just dive in.
Yeah, Colleen's going to lead you through questions. The first one is basically you diving in. So Colleen, just hand her the question.
Okay.
Yeah, just if you can just briefly summarize for us, like where your business is at and like what's coming up for you with it.
Right. So as of week 6, I think I told you I had no idea what to do. And so I just came up with something and that actually did work out really well and was great. And I felt like I got to know everyone and got to know me and all. And then somewhere between week 6 and I don't know, week 8, I had a business idea, and that was Fire After 50. And I was really gratified when you said to kind of start everything with a podcast, because that's what felt kind of easiest to me. And because I clearly don't have trouble talking a lot. So it just seems like the entire universe is saying yes. If I tell anyone this idea, you know, anyone who's anywhere close to 50, they're all excited about it, certainly within the group, et cetera. So Then I hit the resistance, which I was very aware of. It's a tricky spot when you can see it. You know, the neutral observer is going, you're in resistance, et cetera, et cetera. And I won the mic, which is right here. I'm super excited about it. I'll knock everything over if I actually try to show it to you. And I finally got it all set up. And of course, you know, this is one of the things about it being 58 is the instructions can be turn it on and you can still fuck it up. So I finally got it to work and everything else. And I think what I would love is just your, I mean, I remember your thing with that cookie lady where you were like, here's your entire business for the next 5 years. Did you write that down? Thank you very much. Click. So with the podcast itself, it's a little bit like, do I do actual topics? Do I do interviews? And I know that it will come. And all of this, I know it will come. I mean, it's a little terrifying because it is right all there. It's just right there. So it's a little bit kind of the next step. So kind of the direction of the podcast. And then I know it will monetize. I know all this will come. Are there things that I should be doing as I'm doing the podcast? So in 6 months from now, I'm not doing all this and have closed off some avenues, just logistical avenues. What else was I going to ask? Everyone says I should be a coach and I find myself coaching people and loving it. But for some reason, the idea of being a coach feels kind of like a somatic. It almost feels like a somatic no, but I don't know if that's just resistance and also utter imposter syndrome because I'm like a horse farmer who used to sell cars and, you know, whatever.
Which is so cool, by the way. Like you just selected that as a possibility.
Yes, I always loved horses and decided to buy one. And then 7 years later, we have a farm. However, we're closing down the boarding because we're ready to make space for other things and, you know, maybe be able to go somewhere overnight for our 25th anniversary that's coming up. So
in the West Coast?
I'm just outside Boulder, Colorado. Mm-hmm. Yes, where all hell has broken loose and everything is burning down all the time.
Yeah,
it's very bad.
Okay. Yeah. No, I heard your questions about, you know, this podcast and is it interviews and is it this and what are the things that you need to know so that you don't sort of close off avenues.
Right.
Yeah.
Just next steps, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the interesting thing, Nancy, and maybe you know where we're going to go with this.
Here comes the coaching mic drops.
Right. It's like, no one's going to tell you that. And not because no one wants to like tell you that.
Right.
Because it's all in here and it comes from, well, you'll try some episodes on this and you'll try some interviews and you'll decide what lights you up. And we show up in the world and we shine our light and we maybe make this offer and we see what happens. Or maybe we make that offer and we see what happens. And that comfort to show up in that space is the essence of what we help you do in this mastermind.
Oh, it's so good. And I was going to say, I was going to say similarly different, but same, that yes, I can talk to you about these steps. And Colleen is correct that there could be like 1,000 different iterations of how the steps could go. So James Wedmore might tell you to do a 5-minute episode and Ryan Levesque might tell you to do 2 a week. And it, like, right. Like there's like a million different iterations of like how you could do steps towards a podcast. But what I was going to say, which is similar to where Colleen went with it, is what's your resistance? Like, why are you so afraid to be seen? Because when you said, you know, I sang to you, so I didn't get to time ask all my questions. I was like, ooh, what are the questions? You know, yeah. And your questions are like, it's not like you don't have this giant question. So what you have, and we all get caught in it, right? Like the bigger the light, the bigger the shadow. That's just principle. That's just how it is, right? The bigger the light, the bigger the force on the other side. So, and every time I kind of like go to a next level, I'm like, what are you doing here, ego? I got you already. It's like, no, get your gloves on, get ready. You know, he's coming at that level and you got to go boom, whack-a-mole. What are you doing here? Right. It's just the principle of this gorgeous, crazy, awesome adventure called life, right? We just keep sparring off with this part of our resistance that goes, and what that resistance does is it masks itself as I just don't have the logistics figured out for this podcast. And I just need the next steps when really what's behind it is I want to be able to do what I did with a freaking horse farm in life. I want to come up with something that's not your run-of-the-mill possibility off the shelf, but a possibility that feels like it lights me up, and I want to make tons of money doing it, and yes. I want to be able to be unleashed. But instead, I boil it all down to the time it takes to figure out the microphone and what the next steps are in this podcast, which are not it. That would be like Steve Jobs sitting in a meeting and asking everybody if they should redo the floors in the office. Well, it's linoleum. What about engineered wood? What about carpeting? And somebody might come in and say, Mr. Jobs, what was the last movie you saw? What's your favorite candy? Do you like blue raspberry or chocolate covered strawberries? Why are you asking me this? Because I need your creativity, because you don't belong talking about floors. What are you doing? I don't care if there's linoleum on the ground. I don't even care if you have an office. Wake up your brain. Wake up the space. Stop looking at the floor. You've got a world of expansion. And then Mr. Jobs goes, got it. Well, what I was thinking of is gurgle groggles, and people go, what are those words? And he goes, I made them up, and now they're gonna be on everybody's hands. Wait, what's a thing? What's a thing? What's that? What's that? Yeah, I just pulled that out of reality, right? Now that's a thing. That's where we need to live. Okay, now what keeps us from doing that? Low energy. Where's the low energy from? Self-doubt, resistance, fear, trapped, right? We have to get into the stream of creative intelligence, right? Creative intelligence. So our greatest genius zone is in our creativity. So really then, you wouldn't even want me to say, do it this way and then do it this way, because that would be so limited and boring, and you would wind up having a business that you hated that really doesn't move. You need, like Colleen's saying, that essence of that energy. So it's about, where is Nancy when she's riding a horse? When a horse takes off and gets into a really clear, coherent canter, and you're just in the zone, it's you and the horse are like one, you're inextricable. It's just like this beautiful, right? Where's that part of you? And now that you've aced that, you're looking for to grow in a different, you've done it. You've been on the horse a zillion times. Okay, so you need that next challenge that makes you feel fully exhilarated and alive on that level. Where's that part of you, right? And you said everybody, you went like this, everybody says coaching. So maybe it's coaching, maybe it's something else, right? There's literally an infinite amount of things it could be. Right. But we need to come into alignment with what feels the most heavenly thing to try on next, and then to show up in it the same way you are. Because if you're not certain on that horse, you get hurt, right? You have to be certain. That horse has to feel that. When the horse feels that you're certain, he just bows to you. Your ego is going to shut up when you're in alignment. Your ego is going to go, oh, I get it. Now you're the voice, not me. And then it doesn't matter if you say, my podcast is called a cast pod. You can play it upside down. You can put it on Tuesdays. You can put it on Sundays. You can announce it anytime you want. It's going to be an atom bomb of energy that gets dropped, right? So where are you, what's in that desire place? What's in that place of, I can just see a glimmer up ahead. I can't really see all of it, but it's this place. It's this thing. What calls you? What feels like, ooh, that.
Women lighting up. Women knowing that, you know, I guess I did do something besides sing to you, but when I was signed up for the Sahara Rose thing and realized I was the oldest one there. And then I was like, this is awesome. I love this. I love being 58. I love all the things that I don't have to think about anymore and don't have to do. But also, there is so much power and wisdom and relaxation and joy in being older. And, you know, it comes with a price tag of being a little creaky and wrinkly and whatever else. But it is so amazing. And I feel a little bit, I identify with you in that I sat down recently with a friend of mine who has, you know, kind of very, very classic limiting beliefs. She's always going to struggle with money, et cetera, but her food passion is incredible. And we sat down and talked, and she just was lit up and on fire. And I think with people, even if they never do anything ever again, that moment of being lit on fire is everything.
There she is. Did you feel how you just showed up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need you to show up always and lead. And from that place, I'll ask you, is the very next thing you need to do, is it crucial that the first thing and next thing you need to do is figure out how many times a week you do a podcast or when or how long it is? Or is there maybe something else that's the next thing you would need to do from that place? And if so, what is it?
Just start recording podcasts.
Okay. And then what's the next step?
I think just getting out of my own way.
Mm-hmm.
So just being absolutely determined, like I was with week six homework, where I was like, I have no idea, but I am going to do week six homework. I'm going to do this.
But what was week six? It was podcast or no?
It was just the first offer. It was the first offer.
After the
quote unquote mindset step.
Because I know we've been talking about podcasting. I'm like, that can't be week six. Week six was our first entry into the business part. Okay. So here's the thing. Remember when you said about four times women lit up?
Right.
That moment of being on fire.
Right.
Okay. So that's your next step.
Right.
Your next step is you're on fire, you're lit, and you're calling women up. So then you say, okay, that's it. So you give the transformation in order to get paid for the transformation. You give it away, right? Mm-hmm. So then the question would be, how can I give people a taste of that feeling of being lit up? Yes, through the podcast. Maybe I go live, I call people up, and at the end, there's a call to action. If you want to join me for a light up, for a fire session, I just made that up on the spot, right? It's 30 minutes. It's free. You can book a call here. At the end of those, maybe you turn around and say, if you enjoyed doing this, I'm putting together a group and this is how much it's going to cost, right?
Right.
I mean, there's seven different ways to zigzag through that, but the essential next step is what you already told me. Women need to be lit up. You said there's so much power in it. You said there's so much wisdom in it. That's what needs to happen through you on this earth. That's your mission. It's been placed on you. You can feel it. So we're clear. I'm clear. And that's what needs to happen. And then the podcast, it can be messy. It can be once a week. It can be twice a week. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 45 minutes. It really doesn't matter. There just needs to be a little bit of that feeling being transmitted. You on fire, somebody else on fire. The podcast can even be you recording someone when they're live with you on Instagram using that audio for the episode, right? It can be however you want it to be. None of that's going to matter. It's just the on fire and then calling people into that next thing with the offer. So Colleen, what else is left to point her towards?
Tell us about the part of you that's feeling called to this mastermind that knows maybe it's where you belong.
All of me. The reason that I haven't already signed up, and this is always a little bit of a tricky, something that I want to ask. I'm sure, you know, you guys have experienced this and whatever is. My husband has been incredibly supportive, you know, since for an entire year now. I've signed up, as I said, for Heidi, and I'm going to Joe Dispenza next month, and, you know, all kinds of, right? And he's just been okay. And he's very, very supportive. The question is sometimes if two people, you know, a full body yes or a full body no, and they're not the same. For him right now, we do have our farm up for sale, and we're closing the boarding, and it's just a, you know, $25,000 is nothing in terms of, I mean, I'd pay $25,000 for this call, right? And there is a feeling of respect in terms of him being like, that's just too much money to spend right now. And so that's kind of a tricky thing. It's not like my husband says no.
I'm glad that you're naming it out loud.
Yeah.
It's good
for
to
me.
Say
it's a 100% full body yes. I will make that $25,000 back within the first month at most. I have no doubt. If I sign up for Mastermind, it's just that's a tricky spot.
Yep. Yes, I think that. Well, first of all, I'll tell you this because this is really the truth. No one can sign up for the Mastermind. What we're doing is we're inviting people to sign up for the Mastermind. So we wound up getting literally flooded with applications. Cool. So what we're doing is having these calls so that we can A, be generous, because this really is fun. And you can
very generous.
You can tell we're having fun. Like it's just a, it's a juicy, exciting way to spend an afternoon. Right. So I booked up my calendar for the next few weeks, but we're also using the time so that we can assess if it's a fit, if it's not. And what's so exciting is it's all in the energy, right? So for us, it's like, how much are we wheels up, right? Because everyone wants to be in that space of like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, right? And I don't fault, I don't blame your husband, I don't blame you. I get it. And I also get that there's no pressure here, right? Because you met Heidi, you met Sahara. There's other masterminds. And I'm not saying this to be gimmicky. I mean it. There's other masterminds. Every one of my friends who's come into Made for Millions, most of them have a mastermind. And they're not all happening right now, which means you'll have time and you can sell the farm and then do this thing. I've been pushing Amy Purdy to do her own mastermind and she lives in Colorado. So it's like, that's what gets to be so good about this. You don't need to say yes to this in order to get exactly what you need. Good news. You don't. You get to have what you need when you need it. And I mean it. 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 I know you know that I mean it. But when I say that the thing that you need is already done, and if it's not this, and if it's something else, it's going to be exactly what it needs to be at the right time. There should be no feeling of pressure or dissonance at all for you, because it doesn't need to be there. It doesn't need to be there, right? Yeah. So I'm saying that. But if in fact this is it, what will happen is it'll just become clear and you'll go, I'm clear. And all of a sudden he's clear. Like you'll be like, all of a sudden he is a yes. Or all of a sudden I'm so clear that I realized I'm really good because this is the right combination of things, which for sure will propel me to make those offers. And so just so you do know what's in it, it's 6 months. Every person who comes in gets a one-on-one session, right? Which is much longer than this, because this was just like sort of a, hi, how you doing? And we map out what you really, really want. Right. And then you get several reviews during the 6 months where we check in and say, Nancy, where are you at with this? What happened? Why did you not do this? So let's do that. Okay. Let's really do that. So then you'll be given sort of that feedback and that accountability. Every week there's a call. Everyone who comes in also gets a 2-day event. So we'll be together for 2 days. And then whoever comes in sort of again in this early sort of window, you get the option of coming to a second live event or another one-on-one session. And that's it. So
that's a lot.
It's a lot and it's all beautiful. And there are lots of people doing a lot of very, very cool things. And I'm not saying that as lip service because you know that that's true.
I know that's true.
And so there's it's only good. It's only good. It's only good. But I hope regardless of that, I hope that you digested the conversation that we just had.
Yes.
Yeah. Because from that place, you show up in that place, you're going to feel so on fire and you're going to turn the lights on, right? For all of those people that you're meant to serve. And that has to happen.
Right. It's like,
how dare you not do that for those women, especially where you are in your life and women who have a story about what life is now, that's not allowed. That's sort of like what I would whisper to your ego is, well, then that's your fault. That's on you. Every woman who's not feeling alive right now, who could have heard your story, who's 58, who's 61, who's 64, that's not fair to her because it's on your heart as a calling and who knows what can become of that. And it needs to happen.
Right. And I know that I'm going to do this. I know I'm going to make this happen.
She's like, but no, seriously. And I'm like, I love you either way. And I mean it.
And no, I appreciate that more than you know. And I just know that being in your orbit, including Colleen's, is so joyful. That's what I mean. I'm going to make this happen because I believe that older women need this so much. So much.
They do. They needed it yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's like, I see people and Nancy, I see you with your headset on. I see you walking the stage. I see these women in there. I see sponsors wanting to be a part of this. You're gathering their target market. You know, I see, because by the
exactly.
way, that market is juicy. Okay. Those are women who at that point in their life, put themselves first. If they're going to a thing like this, they're all in, right?
Yep.
That's a market who sometimes at that point they've set themselves up where, so advertisers want that market, right? They want to sponsor your event. They think of the other speakers you could have on stage. Think of the retreats. Think of the coaching you could be doing. You need to just show up in this place where you are lit on fire and just start calling these women in, and it's got to happen. So if this winds up being a fit, then yes, we will be kicking your butt in the most loving, strict way. And we will be checking in going, where's that offer? Let's see it by Friday. Let me know. I want to see what the five people you speak to say. I want to see a screenshot.
Or 10.
Or yeah.
Yep. Just saying. Yeah.
You have it all. You've ridden horses. You've ridden a farm. Like you, the grace and the stillness inside, the integrity of your constitution in order to do that takes so much. You can't fake that. I know. My daughter was riding horses. Remember, she broke her. I don't know if you remember that, but I know. I watched it. So if you have that, it's time to call that to attention, right? It's enough. The time's up. Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. You're awesome, Nancy. And thank you for all your love at Instagram. And
thank you so much. Really remarkable what you do. And I appreciate you.
How fun was that? Well, I hope that you guys got a lot of good stuff out of those conversations. Again, thank you to Nancy and Barb for sharing your hearts with us. You can follow Nancy on Instagram at FireAfter50, and that's the number 50, 50. And her podcast is FireAfter50, and her trailer is live right now, and she's planning to officially launch in June. All right, here are the takeaways. Number one, there should be more of you in the world. Number two, it's not about the how. The how is not how it happens. It's from what you're a match for. Number three, take inventory. What do you have? Number four, the work is in really creating that alignment with what feels like the most heavenly next thing to try on and then show up and do it. Number five, in aligned energy, you are queen. Get your fierceness to come front and center. Number six, there's no part of the light that won't touch you if you just allow it to lead you here. Number seven, wake up your brain, wake up the space, stop looking at the floor. You have a world of expansion. And number eight, get into the stream of creative intelligence. Your creative genius zone is in your creativity. All right, now I want to celebrate a win from my student, Masako. She said, 6 months ago, I never dreamed of starting my own podcast. It was not even in my peripheral, but I was searching for something, something meaningful, something uniquely me, and something helpful to the collective. When I found Kathy last fall, she was offering this Your Turn to Podcast class, and whatever she was offering, I had to sign up. So I did. Without an intention to start a podcast, but funny things happen when you are constantly spoon-fed with encouragement, inspiration, and empowerment. To my and everyone else's surprise, I launched my podcast, Why Not Meditate, in January, and we are now on the 16th episode. The entire experience has been purely magical. First of all, I came to like my voice. The experience of holding space for the guests to shine their light has been sacred. I hear from listeners that they're starting their meditation practice and they are seeing benefits. And you know what the most recent discovery is? The guests are generously telling me that the experience of sharing their story on my podcast has been cathartic and even empowering, and they are falling in love with themselves more because of that. I can't be more proud of myself for stepping into the unknown. Thank you, Kathy, and the whole community. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. You should be so proud of yourself. I love that you went into the class not even 100% sure that you wanted to start a podcast, but you trusted that curiosity, and here you are, 16 episodes later. I know you're going to empower and impact so many more people, so keep going and letting your intuition guide you. Let's all go give Masako some love. You can listen to her podcast. It's called Why Not Meditate. Thank you so much for being here. I know your time is the most valuable thing, so it really means a lot that you spend it with us. I am so excited for the episodes we have coming up, so make sure that you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen so you don't miss out. And don't forget, if you want me to answer one of your questions about business, entrepreneurship, mindset, anything, whatever it is, then you can either leave us a review and put your question in the review, or you can record a voice memo on your phone and email it to us at hello@kathyheller.com with the subject line question for the podcast. And then we can play it on the podcast. You'll hear your voice on the show and I'll be able to answer your question. If you can think of anybody who would be inspired by this episode, then please go ahead and text them the link to it or post about the show on your Instagram and tag me at kathy.heller so that I can repost it. Finally, if you want to apply for my mastermind or you're curious about the other option that we're creating called the Inner Circle, then you can apply for that at kathyheller.com/mastermind. And when you apply, you can book a call and we will let you know when that call is confirmed. I love you guys so much. I'll leave you with a song. Have an amazing weekend and happy Mother's Day. Fighting, and now I know that nothing can hold me down.
This is the moment.